never been in anything thicker than water. You've never even been in sand.
No, never in sand. No, I've been on sand. I refuse to be buried. I have a deep seated fear of.
Oh, you're missing out.
Of being buried in sand?
Every time I go to the beach, I bury myself up to the neck in sand, and I come out the most exfoliated I've ever been.
How do you bury yourself?
It's not easy, I'll tell you that. It takes most of the afternoon, but I end up, basically, I take a shovel, and I put, I obviously start with digging a pit, and I sort of position a bunch of if I can find reeds or
yeah, because the only beach around here is like the tide comes in very far up the beach, almost to the extent where there's no beach left every 6 hours.
Yes, and look, if you don't get it, if you don't get out of there in time, then you're in for a treat. It's I can still breathe, but it's, you know, you tilt your head back and it's like,
so you're like one
a blowhole.
You're like one of those clams that buries himself under the sand. And
yeah, or anything with a blowhole. And so I tend to bury myself in, or dig the pit, and then I'll put reeds or whatever around it and have it set. Try to assemble the sand in such a way where if I tug at the reeds just right, that the sand around the hole kind of collapses back in on it. And so... obviously, it gets a lot in my hair, my beautiful hair, and my my nose and mouth as well, my mustache.
Your skin looks beautiful. I've got to say, I've been wanted to say that for a while, but wow, that is.
Yes, it works wonders on the skin. That combined with the rest of my skincare regimen, I think will make me at least look like I will live forever, if not actually live.
Are there any other burying techniques involved in your skincare, or is it just that one?
Well, have you ever heard of a luau?
Luaush?
Dorsh, you know I'm not saying luaush. In any event, I sometimes buy pigs from that guy, and I bury them in the sand and cook them, and... sometimes I do it to myself as well. If you put sort of hot coals on the sand on top of you when you bury yourself laterally, it does wonders for your skin.
How do you stop predators from nibbling?
Growl.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Dorsh is right. You look great for a man with a 90-degree bend in his back.
Well, I'm sitting, so it looks like I'm kind of upright, but you can't see under the table. My hips are up at the table.
So is that where you scurried off to last week? Was it prime beach berry season?
Yes, and look, since my loft has been under renovation, I've had to sort of spend most of my time finding innovative places to sleep. And
that was
being one of them, of course.
The renovations, these are from when the hot cheese burnt through your stone ceiling tiles?
Oh,
well,
July 4th.
Yes, the hot cheese.
From July 4th?
That Dorsh launched into the air out of some sort of volcano from a few episodes ago, knocked over all of those jars of pee that I've had in my house. And so that seeped into the floor and really warped my floorboards in a way that it was no longer comfortable to be in the place. And also, I know I said I liked the smell of pee, but that much pee in the pee in the wood, I think the finish created some sort of aroma that I did not care for, and I had to call in the experts to try and fix it up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to live in that kind of place. Before I forget, let me just get this off my chest. Welcome to Cruise Control, the one and only podcast where we dive.
Thank you for getting this off your chest, by the way.
You're welcome. The cast has gone home, the Cruising Control. Welcome to Cruise Control, the only podcast where we dive deep behind the camera into the world behind the scenes to get rich and famous and interview and outer view stars. Outer view, what do you think? Do you think that works?
That's great.
I would I don't know what it means, but I think it could be sort of a pioneering of language. But I wanted to get back to Grant. You did say you wanted to get some things off your chest today before we started recording. I didn't realize that the show's intro counted as one, but was there anything else that you wanted to get off your chest?
Yeah. I, you know, I've been trying to raise money to buy back my ring.
Oh, yes, this ring that I have.
Yeah, I hit upon some hard times and I'm not going to be able to get it back. And I just want you to know that this has nothing to do with my personal, oop, someone, come on. Who has their phone on not silent? I'm trying to get stuff off of my chest.
I've transcended the need for phones.
That was me, guys. I'm sorry. I got a pizza delivery coming in.
Dorsh, you made this room into a Domino's hotspot. Is that correct?
Yep. It really just, almost think about the pizza and it's here. It's really fast. They're getting good.
Well,
I'm sorry, right. Grant. I didn't mean to distract from you, but I feel like the Domino's hotspot sign is a little bit and again, we'll get back to Grant getting these things off his chest in a moment, but the Domino's delivery sign is so large and bright that I find it almost difficult to focus on what we're doing here. And
no, you're right.
Guys.
It is a little tilted. Let me just fix that. Okay. That's better, Leo?
No, that wasn't really the angle wasn't really my issue. It was the brightness and the how distracting and huge it is. And again, Grant, we'll get back to your deep revelations in a moment, but the Domino's delivery men accidentally pulled way too far into that space and hit the wall in such a way that I think it could only have been the sign that distracted him.
I used to coordinate stunts for Domino's back in the day, so that's just them being silly.
and they fired you after what was deemed a man-made natural disaster.
Yeah, that was, there was a,
you sold, I mean, it sold a lot of pizzas.
It did, but there was a lot of manslaughter. I mean, it was good for business.
It's a pretty easy mistake, though. The contract you drafted, they read it as man's laughter. So they were expecting a very
these chump lawyers. Oh my goodness.
You'd think Domino's would have good legal with all that money, but they just use pizza guys. It's really crazy. They're just using pizza delivery guys for their lawyers.
That it seems like an oversight for sure. But Grant, anyway, back to the big revelation that you had for us.
The biggest revelation, I found out who I was named after. And as you all know, I'm Abraham Lincoln's great-great-great-great-grandson, but...
Ugh.
I was speaking to my parents and they let slip that I was named after Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how embarrassing it is to be a Lincoln named after one of the worst presidents of all time?
I couldn't tell you a single thing about Ulysses S. Grant, if I'm being honest. I've lived here in the United States my entire life, and I could name maybe 7 or 8 presidents and then take a couple good guesses.
Your parents must really be disappointed in you, Grant, because they 2 presidential names and you're just...
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to be a woman in my family.
Why wouldn't they name you Ulysses?
Because
that was his first name, right?
It was. I have a dog that's named Ulysses, and they didn't want to. Sorry,
and you
had.
Didn't put it together before
was...
now.
No, I never even crossed my mind. But Dorsh, I saw your face when I said it's easy to be a woman. That's just because there have been no women presidents, so there's no like precedent for names.
But also, women are living on easy mode. Have you guys? I've been on TikTok a lot lately, and
yeah, you went viral the other night.
I've been designing suits for this guy named Russell Hartley, who is like a big time TikTok misogynist, and so as part of the deal, he pays me a lot of money, but I have to pretend that I agree with what he says. So if I sound very misogynist on this episode, it's because I'm trying to keep my job, my side hustle going.
Sure. And you're getting paid in real American money?
Not... I get to keep the suits after he's done with
them. Okay, so there's no money.
Well, the suits are quite valuable.
I don't know. They're pretty specifically misogynistic.
The suits aren't really. The suits are just suits. But I guess when a misogynist throws on a suit, you're like, oh, that's a misogynist, all right. I can tell by his outfit.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be caught dead wearing one of those. But hey!
I got bad news, Grant. There's a gala coming up at work.
No!
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's fine. We have plenty of actors to wear all of those. I'll be fine.
So your big revelation was that you're named after the same guy your dog is named after.
Yeah, yeah. It's difficult. You don't know my thing.
Wait, right, Grant,
is drinking tea off of fine china?
Oh, that's me, of course. I'm not drinking the tea. I got a bunch of plates delivered here because I don't have a permanent residence, but I slept one night at a Crate and Barrel and fell in love with some china, and here I am.
Grant,
what are you gonna do? Yeah.
Stop beating around the bush. I see that sticky note in your hand.
What, this?
Yeah, that sticky note. Just read us what's on that. It's gonna feel good. Rip it off like some type of sticky jam.
Is this another revelation or what?
No, I found
this sticky note. If you could narrow it down for us a little bit first.
I found this stuck to my personal parking spot outside, just on the ground. And it was a threat. Someone is after me, and I don't know what's going to happen, but there's someone out there who's got some serious beef.
Dorsh, imagine believing yourself important enough to merit a hitman.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. I mean, back in the day, that would have been easy, but now in the U.S.,
I guess I'm asking the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And I should say that there was nothing specific about this sticky note. It could have just blown onto my
phone. So there's nothing written on this sticky
note?
This?
Yeah, can you just read that?
To whom it may concern, you.
That sounds like it's to you. Oh,
this sounds specific. Oh,
that's very direct.
You've screwed up one too many times. I'm going to stop you for whatever it takes. You won't see next week.
Oh, wow. The handwriting is tiny.
Yeah, it's
there's back to it too.
Yes, there is. It says
it's a lot of commitment to write on the back of a sticky note.
Yeah, the part that they did write on the sticky part, but that has long since faded. So what I can make out is it says diamonds are forever, Casino Royale, Spectre, and I think this last one is Quantum of Solace.
Gets a little sloppy.
Those are just Bond movies.
What?
Those are just Bond movies.
Oh, I thought he was asking. I thought there was a ransom, and he wanted diamonds, a
diamonds, which are forever.
The quantum of solos.
he wanted
solace.
The quantum.
He wants a phantom of some sort, a specter.
You're telling me these are all film titles?
Yes, they're all James Bond film titles. My concern mostly is that it was left on your car, correct? When you came back?
The parking space.
The parking space in general.
Yes.
So it was... Okay. So Grant, I guess my confusion is, if this person is targeting you and they don't know who you are, they just wrote, to whom it may concern. I do not drive anymore, of course, because I have three chauffeurs who drive a big wide car for me. But so I don't really know the layout of the parking lot, but I've never seen an assigned space. So are you referring to one of those spaces with the sign in front, the blue sign with the little white turtle on it?
Yes.
I think it's a turtle. Is it a turtle? I've never really known.
It's like a, there's a solid circle and then a line and
yeah,
then a curved
yeah.
circle. Yeah. No, that's my spot.
And Dorsch, correct me if I'm wrong. I was under the impression that those were for handicapped people.
Golf. I have a pretty big handicap every time I go.
Okay, but it's not a golf place. And also, even if it was a golf place and they were talking about it, they wouldn't probably prioritize the bad golfers. They wouldn't give the bad golfers the best parking spots.
Okay.
It's just my concern, right?
Grant, you're a mess, Grant. You're just all over the place.
I am better now. I've gotten over Janet. I no longer have any feelings for her. I've turned to
You've already almost cried once this episode. And also admitted to parking in handicap spaces, I believe.
Look, I have a problem. Okay? It's something that I'm working through. I'm talking to my therapist every 3 days. We have tri-weekly sessions.
Three times a week, wow.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's not...
The Tuesday and Wednesday sessions might get a little... I feel like those must get a little redundant.
There's not a lot of time to work on stuff in between there.
Well, I have three Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot happens in those days, so I have 72 hours worth of therapy to. Anyway,
what, Grant? What? We don't really, you're getting too detailed into your personal life for us.
Look, I know.
Can we talk about that threat to that handicap guy? Because someone put it on the handicap space, and they really wanted to end that guy's week.
Well, it sounds like.
And then watch a series of James Bond movies.
Perhaps preparing to destroy you.
Yeah. I don't know which part is first. I would assume they would have wrote it on the non-sticky side as the intro to the threat. Mm-hmm. But.
Well, it is par for the course with this week. You know, the project we've been working on is all about a child who, you know, threatened to murder and proceeded to murder his good friend, Tyler Secret.
Is that what this film is about?
I thought it was optimistic.
I've just been doing...
is a very happy movie, Dorsch. It's a very cheerful movie. But yeah, that is what it's about.
I'm excited. I don't pay very much attention to, who comes and who goes these days, because I've got a lot on my plate, and so I've been busy with my TikToks, I've been busy with my house, my loft, I guess, and so I've not been really kept up to date on the goings-on here. I've just been throwing together, I'll be honest, I'm asleep at the wheel. I gave Jason Sudeikis a leotard last week, and I thought that that would be great for his character of grumpy principal, and so I figured, I've shut down pretty quickly.
He really pulled through in that film.
He's great. He's a great actor. A lot of people think he's just a comedy guy, but he can also.
No,
he's got acting chops as well.
About a tearjerker. But that's again, not.
Oh yeah, oops. That is not what we're here to discuss. No, I'm sorry.
We are here to discuss. Yeah, no worries. I think we all are. It's Mars is in retrograde is something that I've heard someone say before. But we've got the script supervisor of Tyler's Secret right outside. Much like every week when I claim that the cast has gone home and we're the only ones left, I was wrong. I went out to the vending machine to get a Kit Kat and bumped into Jason Child.
I really thought that was the Domino's guy. This is so disappointing.
I might have been. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Anyway, let's bring him in. Jason, why don't you come on in?
Hey guys, how's it going? It's good to see y'all. Leopold, your skin looks amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but I bury myself alive.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it.
It helps.
Don't tell Proactive.
Sorry?
Oh, it was a Proactive joke.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
Your skin isn't half bad either, Mr. Child. You
thank
look
you, yeah.
Today.
I've been getting a lot of sun. A lot of sun.
Do you do any sort of skin care? I know this isn't usually what the podcast is about, but...
let's take it there. Yeah. Yeah. No, I moisturize in the morning, and then I moisturize in the evening as well.
Ah.
So it's just basically moisturizing.
Twice a day, yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't moisturize really where I'm from. Is any type of liquid work for the moisture part of that?
You're just going to need something a little thicker than water, and then you're good to go. And just let it just seep in there, you know?
Oh, well, Grant, that doesn't sound like it'd be good for you. You're not anything thicker than...
No, I'm a purely water guy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know if you know anything about me as a person.
I don't know. Dish.
We don't know much either, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what does a script supervisor do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Leopold. It's, you know, a lot of my job is photography, believe it or not. I'm constantly taking pictures of the cast, making sure that their clothing doesn't change, making sure their hair doesn't change, making sure that they're wearing the same shoes they had on, that kind of thing. You know, I take pictures of the crew, making sure their hair doesn't change, their clothing doesn't change, their shoes don't change. I'll snap pictures of their family, making sure they haven't changed, this sort of thing, you know? I'm really a photographer, if you will, believe it or not.
There's a lot. That sounds kind of stressful, but then you also stated that you take pictures of their family.
Yeah, you know, I'll get in the bush outside their child's school, outside their house, that sort of thing, you know?
And this is for
continuity.
The film. Continuity, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you preserving the script or their life?
Well, I think, you know, the best script of all is life. And it was written by Jesus. Christ.
Oh, this is bringing me back to my roots. I for a time was a Christian wrestler in the WWJD.
Very cool.
Yeah. But I eventually
did you win the Bible belt?
it's actually a sore subject. I was third runner up.
The second place was the referee. So
the referee, I thought that was wildly out of line for him to join the brawl. Especially because he had his own chair. I was more just wondering, though, how do you sort of, if you believe that Jesus is the author of the story of life, how does that impact your work as a photographer, as a script supervisor? Does one bleed into the other at all? Are you able to keep your faith in your work?
When I get complaints about taking too many photos or at inappropriate times and places, you know, I say, I'm always watching. And you know who else is always watching? Jesus. Christ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it sort of guides my life in that respect.
He's like the original script supervisor. I feel like he doesn't get much credit for that.
Dorsch, that's beautiful. That is absolutely true.
That is interesting.
Thank you.
I almost didn't make it here today, guys.
Why? You know, whoa, why?
Well, a few weeks ago, I accidentally joined Antifa. And I've become an Antifa super soldier. So
they got you as well?
Yeah. Oh. I thought I was just signing up for like, you know, a newsletter or something in front of the Whole Foods. But yeah, I'm a part of Antifa now.
That's great. Terrible.
No. It? Yeah, we go around, we smash up Best Buys. we light police cars on fire, you know, burn down preschools, things like it's great.
I have a question for... Is there a reason why there's such a focus on Best Buys? I mean, it's almost 90% Best Buys.
You know,
I always been satisfied with the prices and overall squad, you know.
There's something about that big, you know, what is it? Is it a ticket? Is that their symbol?
Or TV? Price tag?
Yeah, it's like a price tag.
Oh, that would make sense. Buy, yeah.
You know, the thing you think about when you think about electronics, a price tag.
Yeah. Anyway, something about that big glowing price tag just draws you in. There's also a lot of space in there.
I think for me, it's that it sort of symbolizes the total illusion of control. As there's minimal security there, that big glass windows all over the place, millions of dollars worth of electronics just lying around, and they put those little like things on them where, if you open it, you might get a little ink on you, or like it'll set off the alarm. But if the windows are shattered, I think you could just walk out of there with a big $2,000 TV, and no one can do anything about it.
No, and you know you're bashing in the head of a guy in a blue polo. One second, the next second, you're home watching all your favorite movies on DVD.
Yeah, so it's amazing how brave those minimum wage workers get when you start looting their best.
And mouthy. They get mouthy, too.
Yeah, the Geek Squad, I wouldn't expect to be so...
I've heard they're a violent bunch.
The Best Buy employees? Well, since they started giving them tasers, I think the power's gone to their heads. It's a real Animal Farm situation.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, I've got a question about Jason Child. Wait, sorry. That's you. I've got a question about Tyler's Secret.
Oh,
I've seen the rough cut of the movie, uh-huh. And it is full of continuity errors. It's pretty bad.
You can say it was a rough cut.
It was a rough cut, but okay,
give me one example of a continuity error.
Yeah, so there was the first 15 minutes of the movie, you see Jason. Again, that's you. You see Tyler coming home from school to his loving family, and then the next scene you see him coming home to a foster home.
I was more surprised that it was a different kid too.
Yeah, I was gonna say that as well. So it's almost as if the movie started with one cast, and 15 minutes in they just recast and restructured the
whole
thing.
You know, we had to fire the original child that played Tyler. He kept making complaints about, he's, photographing me, when I'm in my dressing room, he's photographing me, when I'm on my family vacation, this, that, these kind of things. So, we're not sure who he's talking about, but, we let him go.
I didn't know the script supervisor has that kind of power.
Yeah, he does when he has, photos to blackmail folks with. Yeah.
And you've worked with this director many times before. You guys have a strong
Guillermo
rapport.
Del Toro is
he's a beast at the craft service table, I'll tell you. He's a big fella. He just goes to town.
I'm a monster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should check before we go too far. Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, good. I was on another podcast and they didn't record for the first 10 minutes or so, and it was
no worries. Now it happens.
Okay, just checking.
It would never happen to us.
We're
never.
Very professional. Grants run.
And certainly not for 10 minutes. Maybe more like, I don't know, one, maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
Definitely just the cold open.
Yeah. No, look, these things happen.
No, I appreciate your checking.
But yeah, let's get, Go ahead, please.
Sorry, Mr. Child, I was just wondering, we've worked on a lot of productions, and I'm not usually on set as much because I'm usually in my costuming studio and working with fabrics and cloths and stuff. But basically, my question is, how often, and maybe this is a question for you guys as well, how much screen time do these script supervisors typically get? Because, again, I saw the rough cut, and I didn't realize you'd be on screen at all.
Usually about 45 minutes, all told. I'm in the piece.
But that was 45 minutes of just you.
That's what I'm saying. That's my screen time. The movie, you know, a typical movie runs, 90 minutes.
Enjoy those solo stunts that we put together for you. Those were pretty special.
They were really special. They were great. Yeah. A lot of my Antifa training actually kicked in when I was doing those stunts.
A little out of place for a lighthearted middle school romp.
You thought this was lighthearted, where the one friend kills the other friend?
It was
hilarious.
Okay, yeah, it's because it's supposed to. I mean, Guillermo del Toro is known for lighthearted films, so it would it wouldn't make much sense if this was some dark, gothic movie.
He loves a good metaphor too, doesn't he?
He's so grounded. He's so down to earth and grounded. I love him.
He's also very heavy. He's a big fella.
He's so nice to the kids on set.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice guy. Yeah. Can I be honest? I've never seen any of his movies. I didn't see Pans. I didn't see.
Oh, I've seen Hellboy. I've seen.
Didn't see that one.
Oh, you're missing out.
You've got to watch The Shape of Water. The Shape of Water was quite good.
With the fish lady?
Fish man,
excuse me. Again, I haven't seen them. I don't know.
Okay.
I actually did a mock-up of that fish suit initially out of...
Notice your name in the credits.
Oh, cool.
Well, it was technically a cease and desist, but it whatever I can get on screen, I'm excited about. But I did an initial draft of the creature, and it didn't go so well.
No, you there were a couple drownings, if I remember correctly.
Well, what I learned was there were almost drownings, firstly, and what I learned is that if you make that heavy of a penis for the creature, the people are not going to believe it, nor are they going to be able to get out of that tank.
Well, that was in the rider. Excuse you.
I have COVID. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, same here.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Everyone here has been
do.
Exposed and if not sick.
Yes. Tom Hanks was on. We did a movie with Hanks back when he.
And you know him. He's the nicest guy in show business. He came around and kissed all the crew on the mouth. And
it was worth it.
It was absolutely worth it. But we got the antibodies now.
I didn't mean to cut you off. You were saying the genitals were so pronounced that it was like caught in the pool filter or something.
Well, there's a big tank in Shape of Water where this fish monster is kept. And so for the screen test, I gave him such a large frankly, dexterous member. And it ended up, weighing down the suit so much that once lowered into this tank, it became very difficult to extract the actors from the tank.
That was like putting a block of cement around the guy's feet. I expect him to swim when you give him that big.
Well, you did make the flippers out of cement, so that probably also didn't help.
Okay, it was a concrete-like material. I won't stand for this slander.
All right, I'm sorry.
I gotta tell you, Guillermo, he's sick. I mean, because Hellboy had a unit on him as well. He's got a fixation with that area.
Well, again, one of my early designs, they toned down for that movie.
Now that I think about it, Leo, you seem to like accentuate the male member in just about every opportunity you can.
Just because I don't have one doesn't mean I'm not fascinated by it, you know?
Oh, no, I've seen your tattoo.
Yeah, it's long and on my back, and it's... Well, I was initially going to get eagle wings, and then I went through a bad breakup, and so they covered up the eagle's wings with a long sentence.
Okay, put your shirt back on now, Leo.
I can't, it's stuck.
That is a long sentence.
I had to cover up these wings somehow. So I went into the tattoo parlor with a printout from Microsoft Word and just said, go to town, buddy. Times New Roman, size 12.
Yeah, they didn't even use a gun, right? They just put you in a they put you in a typewriter and
yeah, I guess it technically counts as a stick and poke, but it's it worked. It worked wonders.
Jason, what a you've got to have some like secrets. Like you take so many pictures. What's some salacious details that you can share?
Yeah, so some like tips and tricks you mean or?
Yeah, sure.
For continuity sake. I would say don't get your film developed at a CVS or anywhere that's going to report you to law enforcement. You know, ideally you have your own, is it a black room? Is that what they call it?
Dark room.
So I have that set up in my basement. And I just go down there and I do all my, it's all my developing on my own, you know, it's great.
So you use film. You're not using a digital camera?
Yeah. No, I'm a real photographer. I'm sort of like the Ansel Adams of the, you know, on-set photography.
It's good to have another artist on set. I feel like, you know, all the time we get stuck, I get stuck talking to these below-the-line thinkers and for the past few episodes as well. I think that it's great to have someone who really takes their craft seriously here like I do.
Thank you. Do you want to join Antifa?
I already did, actually. I got
out. Right. That's right.
Yes. Oh, I got catfished. I was on Bumble and I accidentally swiped on what I thought was that big hunk of the big hunk who is at the front of all those protests in the combat gear that everybody's drooling over. Again, I'm very much active on TikTok, and so I thought I was going to go on a date with him, and it turns out I was recruited to smash up a couple of Best Buys, yes, and then tweet angrily at Trump, but do that thing where it's TR star MP, so that you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's great. We've got a new activity that we're imploring. You'd be great at it. We go around, we put sort of threatening vague sticky notes on people we believe to be child molesters. We just sort of general non-specific threats, like to whom it may concern, yada, yada, yada. You get it. You'd be great at that.
What sort of research are you doing in terms of who is and isn't a child molester? Because I noticed Guillermo del Toro's car has not been sticky noted at all.
No. We're trying to bust Guillermo, if I'm being honest, but we haven't gotten him yet.
Jason, I gotta say, labyrinth. You fell asleep there for about, I don't know, 15 seconds.
Who?
Never mind.
It is confusing because Dorsch is Ukrainian for Jason, I believe.
Ah.
So that's where the confusion lies.
Mm. Yeah, that's why I've been a little confused every time we're going back. But, you know, listen, when you guys leave these notes, are there a series of movie titles that you might leave as some type of warning sign or suggestion
code,
of movies to watch?
Dorsch or Jason, as some people call you. There was one specific franchise, okay, and that is the James Bond franchise. And we sort of list our, you know, favorite movies or, you know, movies that we've rewatched. You know, there's sort of a different theme each time, but it's always Bond.
Are you guys connecting what I'm connecting?
I grant the child molester.
I was about to ask, what sort of evidence do we have to suggest that Grant is a child molester?
I've got photos for days, my friend.
Because if Grant is canceled, I'd like to know.
No, I'm not. Never have been, never will be. Please don't cancel me.
Then why were you hanging out at that Jamboree clothing store?
I have a nephew.
He does have Grant? A nephew, I can confirm. I'm very close with his sister.
Yeah.
Are you wearing children's clothes? Is that it?
Me personally? No, just because I exclusively wear graphic tees and those pants that can be turned into shorts by zipping off the knees.
No, those are great.
Shants.
Are they called shants?
They are.
Yes. Okay. Just because I exclusively wear shants and graphic tees, does not mean, and Velcro shoes, does not mean I have any intimacies with children. No, that's slander. And
I can confirm Grant wears Velcro shoes because he cannot tie laced shoes.
I can't tie just about anything. Give me a tie. No. Shoes. Nope.
That's why Grant doesn't wear suits. The last time we had one of these galas, I found him. He almost hung himself to death by mistake.
I was hanging.
You were, yeah. I don't know how you got up there, but you did it.
Look, neither do I. When someone gives me a tie or a string or any sort of length of malleable material, I will. Something bad will happen.
And it's always the same thing. You always almost hang yourself.
Yes.
By accident. Granted.
I want to apologize. Okay, maybe we were a little hasty in our assumptions, and you know, I don't want that to be canon for your show that you're a child molester. So I'm prepared gracious. To do is I'm going to go around your neighborhood and I'm going to put a note on a sticky note on everyone else's car saying Grant is definitely not a child molester.
Well, look, my neighborhood has nothing to do with it. The sticky note I found was here at the production company's parking lot.
Yeah, we would happily do the parking lot at the at your workplace too. We'll put sticky notes in everyone's car.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Dorsch, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so. I'm almost positive.
That Grant is driving someone else's car because his car is in the shop?
I was thinking that's where Handy Joe parks, but yours is probably right.
Well, I mean, it's a handicapped spot either way. But it would make more sense that Handy Joe is there since he has no hands. But
and was that really what that blue sign means?
Sorry?
That's what that blue sign means?
I believe with the turtle, yes.
Yeah, with the turtle. Oh, okay. I thought it was some sort of turtle crossing.
No, it's parking for people who are handicapped, apparently.
Handy Jeff, was that his name?
Joe.
Handy Joe. I've seen him drag race before. He's an excellent. He can
very dexterous toes.
He can drive.
And he stick shifts with his mouth, which is sometimes.
Oh yeah, we should clarify. Handy Joe drives stick.
Gosh, get that man an automatic.
No, he can't do that.
But anyway, that's whose car you've been driving the past few weeks, correct?
Yeah, Handy Joe has been in the hospital due to gangrene of both of his feet, so those have been amputated.
Catch a break.
Wow, certainly not.
If he wasn't a child molester, I'd feel so bad for him.
I've been driving his car.
It's kind of funny you don't know his name and you're driving his car, but you know.
It's surprising how many people in this neighborhood request to be called Jeff.
Grant, it's okay that you're not good with names. We get it. It's all right.
I'm not.
I would like to meet this Handy Jeff or Handy Joe, whichever one, whatever you want to call him. He seems like he's a.
He's down at St. Christine's Hospital.
Children's Hospital.
Children's. That was a gross oversight. However that happened.
They really screwed the pooch on that one. But he could be, you know, he could. This could be a real inspirational story for another movie. If he wasn't a child molester, of course.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, maybe you wait till he dies and then make the movie about someone kind of like him.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer.
Change it from Joe to Jeff or something.
Something. Just tweak perhaps, it a little bit. Yes. Handy Jeff.
Jason.
No, you go, Dorsch.
Well, we've been talking about all this technical stuff and dark rooms. I know you've got a ton of blackmail on actors.
And that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I kind of want to dive into that.
Like, if we throw out an actor's name, can you Absolutely. Confidently say you have blackmail? All right.
100%.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet is a woman.
Wow. Big scoop. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, not that surprised.
No, it's sort of a lateral move for him, or her. But it's, yes.
I want to know.
Rapid fire.
The Rock.
The Rock. Well, this is a little odd, but he's also a woman. Yeah. He killed a child while he was drunk driving.
Oof. Yeah. Maybe lead with that one next time. What about Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek? Doesn't speak Spanish.
What?
Yeah. It's all a farce.
That is, like, the worst thing I've heard of all.
I know, right?
She's not even Spanish.
Maggie Smith. Who the hell is Maggie Smith? I'm just kidding. No, she's just a horrible racist, just rabid.
That's a bummer. That's a real bummer.
She's on Twitter under not Maggie Smith, and it's a Pepe the Frog avatar, and she just
and
goes
he's
off.
Doing the little hand thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
She just goes off.
What about Jason Child?
Well,
do you have blackmail on yourself?
I've got a whole black room full of blackmail on myself.
He's always prepared.
Let's just say that someone should put a sticky note on my car. That says Jason Child doesn't pay taxes.
Okay.
Not the other kind. No.
Okay, because you really set up that it was specifically... You see
no,
how
this
we
is not a Handy Joe situation. Don't worry. No, I haven't paid taxes my entire life. I don't believe in them. Like Wesley Snipes.
Speaking of Wesley Snipes, what's anything on that
guy? What dirt do you have on Wesley Snipes that we could use to take him down?
Yeah, well, we all
have
know
a deep-seated hatred for Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, we all know that he doesn't pay his taxes. But on the set of Blade, he would urinate on the toilet seat and leave it. Yeah,
that's
he couldn't do anything. He's the star of the movie. You know what are you going to do? He's sick.
Poor guy.
Wow.
You know, somebody needs to help him, or at least aim for him.
You figure he could hire someone.
You think you're a big enough star, you get someone to aim your penis for you.
Yep. That's what I always say.
Leo, just because you used to have one of those people doesn't mean that everyone should have one of those people.
I, for a time, because I was too disgusted by my own penis, had someone aim it for me, yes. And do I regret creating a job? No. I employed a man specifically to hold my penis and aim it.
That's beautiful.
You know, I almost feel like I would rather hire a janitor than have someone hold my penis, but...
Dorsch, that's a great point also. You know,
it's a cultural thing.
I once it's not a cultural thing. I think you're absolutely correct. Janitor is a much smarter decision than
it's reactive though. It's not proactive. So
again,
that's shameful.
Where were you guys, you know, 14 years ago when I was paying someone $30,000 an hour to hold my penis.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos really took off after you had him on as your $30,000 an hour penis handler.
Wait, actually, Jason, while we're on the Bezos topic, anything on Bezos? Or is the penis holding enough?
That's more than enough, yeah. Not really bald, though, believe it or not. Yeah.
He just wanted to look like an evil villain?
And he has, he's got a sordid past. He licks every single Amazon package, even if it's not a letter that gets sent out. So,
Does Amazon do letters?
No, that's the thing. He just licks the boxes. And he goes, he kisses them and he goes, "Oh, you're all set." And then he sends them out.
So he kisses them with tongue?
Yep. Little turtle tongue pokes out.
So the mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like how he looks like a ninja turtle that grew up and got old.
Wait, are those blue signs for Bezos spots?
Sorry. The turtle signs?
They can't be, because they were there before he was, back when he was holding my penis. So they wouldn't have.
That logic works.
It couldn't be for him, but I mean, look, do I regret giving him all that money? Yes, of course.
Well, you had plenty of it to spare from your dad.
I did. That was, I'm very generous, and I'm making more money than I know what to do with. So I get paid in fabrics, and I just disperse all this money out into the world, however I can.
I know we've asked you before, but if you ever are feeling particularly generous towards myself or Dorsch...
I'm just trying to make the world a better place is all, and I feel like there are so many outlets in which I can do that I sometimes get confused as to where to send the money, you know? So it's not personal that you're not getting any money, it's just... I have so much of it and so much to distribute that...
So we're on the list, just somewhere.
I don't want your money.
Money. Then neither of you, yeah. If you don't want it, then you won't be getting it.
Wait, if Dorsch doesn't want it, I don't get it.
Again, it will be distributed more completely in the future, and I'm really trying. The penis holding was my attempt to do that, you know, to create jobs, to share the wealth as much as I could. And I hope to create positions like that in the future, though now I cannot because I no longer have a penis.
That's very, very valiant of you. Jason, you've worked on a bunch of movies. What's your favorite one you've worked on?
Toy Story.
And what does a script supervisor photographer do on an animated movie like that?
Yeah. I kind of mailed that one in, actually. Speaking of Tom Hanks, you know, I took a lot of photos of him, Tim the Toolman Taylor, a.k.a. Tim Allen. I took a ton of photos of him because I loved Home Improvement.
Weren't they all in separate locations?
Yeah, I travel. I'm mobile, yeah.
Did you get any pictures of Tim Allen's neighbor Wilson?
that is my golden goose. That is my white whale.
Dying to know what he looks like.
He's dead too.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess
but
the world
will
never know what he looks like.
Nope. That was always my goal. I would show up on the set of Home Improvement and I would try to snap away, but it was just always a fence and some eyes.
And you have you very famously snapped the picture of Santa Claus falling off of the roof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And dying.
And yep. The death of Santa Claus was accredited to
my
Jason
flash bulb
Child.
Getting in his eyes and him falling. Yes. Yeah.
You had an old timey flashbulb camera.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I just read an article about it, but you, after taking that photo and winning a Pulitzer for your photojournalism, you almost took your own life because you were people kept asking you why you didn't do anything, why you didn't step in and save Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
That's a reference to a very specific National Geographic photo.
I mean, that I... it was a dark time. Okay, it was a dark December every year for a few years there. It would just come flooding back. But you know, look, that's part of the job. Okay, there's stuff that brings me happy memories, like that time we were chasing Princess Di and trying to get photos of her, and we got them. You know, so there's it's not all negative. We were stalking Princess Di for the National Enquirer, and kind of like Andy Joe, her driver couldn't drive a stick. So yeah, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. There's some proud moments too, like that. You know,
it's very cool. You've lived quite a life. It sounds like you've ventured into straight up paparazzi work as well.
Yeah, you know, I was like, I'm always jumping out of bushes and whatnot. I might as well get paid for it. You know, when you throw fancy French term on there, and it's not as creepy, right?
So you are doing this for a while, not getting paid, taking all of these pictures, hiding in bushes?
Yeah, it was all, you know, just sort of my personal collection. And then, you know, a couple divorces, and I was like, I need a little cashola. And so I just kind of married, you know, what I love with my work. You know?
Speaking of married, are you married right now? Are you currently?
No, I'm not currently married. Sort of married to my work, but not to a woman.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, cross any lines there. I just wanted to know a little bit
there's
more
no lines
about
here.
You. I saw the ring, and I figured.
Oh, what was that? What was that picture you just looked at from your breast pocket?
And you kissed.
That was the last picture of my wife. She was on the deck of a cruise ship, and they never found her after that. And I took that picture.
You were on the cruise with her?
Yes, it was a couple's cruise. Some might say a honeymoon cruise.
How did you...
Looks like no one else is around her on that picture.
Yeah, it also looks like the cruise ship is very clearly docked at the port.
Which makes it even more bizarre. They couldn't find her body.
I will say the photography here is spectacular. There's a lot of detail here that, you know, we're able to gather from this photo. Just the rule of threes here with the dock and the boat and your wife, and it's a gorgeous photo.
I've been called a lot of bad things, but a bad photographer is not one of them. You know. But anyway, yes, this ring I'm wearing is my wife's wedding ring, and I wear it to remember her.
I notice you're not wearing a wedding band. You're exclusively wearing your wife's wedding ring.
It looks pretty tight.
I can assume she had tiny little hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Childlike hands. But yeah, it's cutting off the circulation a bit, but I think it's more important to remember her.
I've never seen a finger that color before.
You know, you get used to it, really. I don't even feel it.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. So how about you guys? You dudes married?
I proposed.
Yes, we don't really want to get into it with Grant. It was a whole thing, and he's still sort of...
Oh, I'm over Janet. 100%.
Clearly. I am not seeing anyone currently. This is actually the wedding band Grant proposed with. It was immediately pawned and I bought it. Now I own a $17,000 wedding ring that has been in Grant's family for generations.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It belonged to Mary Todd Lincoln.
Ah.
Yep. It says it right here. And now I own a piece of history.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird. She had a dude's middle name. Todd. You know? Maybe it was a surname. I don't know. But
I think it's safe to say it's weird either way.
Yeah.
Imagine Todd being your last name. That's the one where they were... Because all the last names, all these old last names were like people's first names back in the day, right? So imagine your dad's name is Todd, and then they just lock it in forever. The rest of your lineage is now Todd.
Yeah, but then you get married and you're like, I can drop Todd. And she just didn't. That's even weirder.
Yeah.
She was a weird
woman.
She
had the chance to not be Todd and she didn't take it. Interesting.
No offense, Grant.
No, none taken. She's
She was crazy. Everyone,
she was absolutely batshit insane. Everyone knows Abraham had had some side pieces.
Jesus, I didn't know that.
Yes, you didn't know of the two gentlemen callers?
Good lord.
At least two, right?
Yes, at least two gentlemen callers.
He was at least a bisexual king.
Yes. Many people talk about his courtship and his reign as a bisexual king.
Is there any blackmail photos of Lincoln from back in the day? Like, has blackmail a new thing, or is that like a tradition?
Well, actually, Abraham Lincoln abolished blackmail.
I think you're thinking of the wrong thing.
What?
Yeah.
I think...
Do you not know about slavery?
Of course I do.
I'm not going to re-explain it to you, Grant. Not again.
Don't even bother. He won't get it.
I have it recorded somewhere. I'll re-listen tonight.
Good.
Dorsh, are you seeing anyone, by the way? We didn't cover it.
Yeah, not right now. Still got about 4 or 5 wives back home. You know,
damn, Dorsh.
Yeah.
What do you mean still?
Well, I haven't told any of them really the details of what's happening here. And, you know, why crush them?
I'd rather keep
all those threads active in case I go back home.
So, this reminds me, a couple of days ago, a woman named Chandra showed up at JMP the other day.
Yeah, I ordered Domino's.
You know what? You're right. She did have a large pepperoni. She was holding a large pepperoni. Yeah, never mind. That was absolutely a Domino's.
Now, if you told me someone like Margaret came, then then I'd be concerned.
I'll keep an eye out for Margaret. Oh,
I saw Margaret, but she also had a Domino's order.
Really? Oh, she used to be at Papa John's delivery. That's why I was going to be upset.
Oh,
she must
Papa
have
John. That's a cool dude. I like that Papa John.
You bear a striking resemblance to him.
Yeah, you know.
If you were perhaps covered in water and wearing a red shirt.
You'd be like, is that the Papa? You know? Yeah, he's cool, man. He speaks his mind, and I like that about him. Real cool.
His house is cool. Have you seen his house?
Oh, his house is sweet.
It's so cool. Again, I'm very active on TikTok.
It looks like a Cheesecake Factory. Oh, man, that house is sweet.
Speaking of Cheesecake Factory, I put a reservation down for the three of us.
I can't, Grant. I told you.
Come on. I don't want to be the only one to show up to the Cheesecake Factory.
You made it. You made it.
I know you said the three of us, but I'm not coming either.
Okay. Well, that doesn't change really anything.
You've got to stop scheduling dates before you ask people about them, because then you're stuck with a reservation that Dorsh and I have to go on because your date didn't, or the person you thought you were going on a date with had no idea and said no when you asked them out.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just sick of it. No. I'm sick of sitting on Dorsh's lap and eating those avocado egg rolls over and over and over again.
You don't have to sit on his lap.
You made a reservation for two last time.
Yes, you could switch off. He could sit on your lap.
Grant, we're not going with you.
Fine, whatever.
But Leo, I had a question. Do you want to go to Cheesecake Manufacturing Plant with me?
I'm not really doing anything after this, so I'd be...
Okay, yeah, they've got really good stuff there.
I'd be interested, yes.
Yeah,
I know you didn't invite me, but I'm free.
Oh, Jason, come on. Jason. Yeah. It's really good. It's so much better than Factory. It's like,
sweet.
The menu's even bigger.
So we'll make a reservation for three.
No,
yeah, I already did it. I already did it before we started. Perfect. Yeah, I just assumed you guys want to go with me.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Grant, it's
it's a reservation for three, Grant.
Yeah,
yeah, and they don't allow lap sitting at the manufacturing.
Specifically, they put little. Yeah. You sit in those little desks, like in like in grade school, with the unmoving desk chair, so they can't. You can't sit on anyone's lap.
And they're really concerned about safety.
Yeah. It's bizarre. It's
okay.
But the menu. The menu.
I'll get a table for myself.
They don't seat ones.
No? Oh. Okay.
You can maybe try your luck at the community table, but they've got a lot of regulars there.
Yeah, I'll try the community table. And maybe I'll stop by your table and say hi. Mm. Is that
We're way in the back. The community table is in the front, and it's very tight. You'd have trouble.
Okay.
Just sit at the community table, you know? Guillermo del Toro is always at the community table.
He's always there.
He's just eating scraps. Just look for him. You'll be fine.
All right. Okay. I'll walk in with you guys. How about that?
Well, I don't know that we have room on my motorcycle for three or four. There's one in the sidecar, and one can drive while I hug them.
Oh, so you don't even... It's your motorcycle, but you're not going to drive?
I don't know how.
Okay. I don't think we have time to get into the intricacies of that situation. But
we'll probably talk about it at dinner. So
I'll explain it to you guys at dinner or on the way.
I can't wait.
That's okay, just great. Text me because I'm dying to know. You have my number.
I don't think I have your number.
All right.
My phone doesn't have texting. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll
just bought minutes.
Just minutes.
Who's in your fave five? Just gotta ask.
Guillermo del Toro, of course.
Yeah. He's up
all
there
five of them are Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? He's great.
Okay. Well, I think that's about all the time we've got for this episode of Cruise Control. Why don't you shift yourself down into break and wait for the next episode?
I hate to be that guy, but you've been driving stick a lot, and you don't really shift into break. You kind of just break. You've been driving stick all week.
You should try driving Leo's motorcycle sometime.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a...
Not today.
He was talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jason, you should definitely try.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I already said the outro, so have a great time at the Cheesecake Manufacturing Plant, and we'll see you next week. Now I can't believe it's over.